25 years on the PGA Tour and a lifetime member of the PGA Tour and PGA of America. Jay Delsing brings you his perspective on one of the world's greatest games as a professional golfer and network broadcaster. It's the game that connects the pros and the average Joes. Brought to you by Whitmore Country Club. Golf with Jay Delsing is now on 101 ESPN. On the Range is brought to you by Golf Discount. Golf Discount, where St. Louis shops for all its golf needs.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. I am your host, Jay Delsing. I got my longtime caddy friend, bestest buddy, John Perlis here with me. Perlis, good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Ready to go through a couple more weeks of golf with you here.
Fantastic. Well, we formatted the show like Around the Golf. The first segment is called the On the Range segment, and the On the Range segment is brought to you by Golf Discount. Golf Discount, where St. Louis shops for all its golf needs. Please look for our outlets on social media. Twitter is at Jay Delsing. Facebook is Golf with Jay Delsing or Jay Delsing Golf. LinkedIn is just Jay Delsing. And Instagram is? I have no idea. I think I have an Instagram account. Probably have about six people following me. And it's just, yeah, it's all my daughters. It's all good. So a little overview of the show today. Really cool story. Nate Lashley, we got to talk about him. Just killed it up at Detroit Golf Club and just played well at the Rocket Mortgage event. We got to have a little golf tech. We're going to talk a little bit about Whack and Chase. We had our first couple segments last week. Give people a little breather from last week and talk about it. Try to get some feedback. We got some CBD oil stuff that I want to talk about. That's been kind of popular. And I got a great interview with a good friend and just a terrific guy, Joe Schwent. That's going to be coming up later in the show. But Pearl, let's just jump right into Nate Lashley and what he did this weekend.
Everybody thought it was absolutely spectacular. It gave some punch to that tournament, too, on top of it. I actually played golf there. We had a big amateur tournament every summer in Michigan, and I was playing my junior golf in Michigan, and it was called the Horton Smith. So I knew that course a little bit, but I think that course was not big enough for the boys. What did you see, Jay?
Yeah, no, I think you got a couple things going on. I think, first of all, it's phenomenal that golf's back in the Midwest. Detroit, the fans up there had to be. They look spectacular. Yeah. I saw the one, I think it was either the 13th or the 15th of par three where they did a la Waste Management at 16 where they kind of had the whole Coliseum sort of effect. And it just struck me when I was watching this, that, man, golf is just, it's just booming. Mm-hmm. We've got some great young players. No one had ever heard of Nate. I'm sure Nate Lashley, they sure know him and his story now. But yeah, the golf course, you know, what did he finish? 25 under par. But he did win by, what did he win by, seven?
Yeah.
How does that happen on tour?
But that's what I wanted to ask you.
You know what it is, Pearl? Birdie sell.
Yeah,
that's what we're doing right now. That's the mode that we're in right now. And birdie sell, and that's what we're selling. Live life under par. It's one of the slogans for the tour. Mm-hmm. And they did, man. They did.
Well, I have fond memories of the golf course, but it also seemed certainly tighter than they're used to. So it took the driver out of the big boys' hands, and if it didn't, it should have.
Right.
But then we see a Cameron Champ, who did try to not use his driver, but then he couldn't find the fairway with his irons either. And you and I had a little debate back and forth on what may have caused that.
Right. Well, so I thought Nick Faldo did a horrendous job of trying to break down his swing little idiosyncrasies and how it got off. You know, when you have that kind of speed like a Cameron Champ and you get just the tiniest bit off Pearl, it is going to magnify on where that ball goes. So Cameron Champ was hitting irons 20, 30, 40 yards offline. And I really believe, though, it started with his putter. I think he started off the round not putting well, and he'd been working extremely hard on his putter. The other thing I think it's really important to know, Where's Cameron Champ been in the last 3 months?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. When you said his putter, so are you saying just that week his putter, or do you think that may have been what's been causing his real slow patch of, what, 5 months now? Four months?
It is his putter. I mean, I believe it's his putter. I think his golf swing is really sound, but you and I have seen this before. One component of your game can completely whack and overtake you and affect the other parts of your game. I can remember when I went through some putting woes, I couldn't hit it close enough. Mm-hmm. I could literally not hit it close enough.
You can't chip it close enough either.
And it just puts so much stress on the – it just backs its way from the green into your bag, and you're just like, man, you know, I got to hit this iron. Not only do I have to hit it close, if I miss the green, you're thinking – here comes another bogey because I can't chip it in there where I can make it.
Well, if you're making everything, you have a chance to score.
Yeah.
You can't drive it good enough if you can't make 3 and 4 and 5 footers. And so what did you see in his stroke, his putting stroke?
It just got long, and it's just, you know what, Pearl, there's a lot of face rotation in there. Mm. It just makes his stroke so dependent on timing. When his timing is good, he's going to be okay. But what happens when you get nervous? You know, we speed up just a little bit. You could see his golf swing speed up, and it just filtered its way, walked him right, you know, out of the championship. But let's get back to Nate. I mean, so here's a story, and it's been everybody knows it already, but we got to just frame it up a little bit. In 2004, he's playing in a tournament. He's a kid from Nebraska, cool family life. Dad started becoming successful when he was a youngster and helped build a 9-hole golf course, this little hometown in Nebraska. It was in the car business and, again, started doing well. So they tried to get the hell out of Nebraska in the winter, and they bought a little small condo out in Arizona, and they all loved it. Anyway, I'll speed this up. So he winds up going to University of Arizona, played with Ricky Barnes, good teams. Rick LaRose was the coach down there. He was actually still coaching there. That's a whole nother show. And
a lot of memories there.
We could call Howard Stern and get some of that stuff on his show. But anyway, so they're up in Oregon. The University of Arizona team is up in Oregon playing in an event prior to the NCAA championship. And his dad, you know a lot about this, had a small single-engine Cessna, loved to fly, had his mom and his girlfriend, and flew them up to Oregon to watch him play, and he had a great tournament. They moved along. I think they either won the tournament, they definitely qualified for the NCAA championship, and he had to leave quickly with the team, hugs and kisses to everybody, and off they went. And mom and dad and girlfriend, you know, jump in the plane and head back to Nebraska from Oregon. Don't hear anything from them for 2-3 days. All of a sudden now, you know, everyone's just going crazy. The long story short, they have some sort of either miscalculations. They all die in a plane crash.
Wow.
Mom, dad, and girlfriend in 2004. And here's a guy that's been playing and, you know, trying to do his thing. I didn't know about any of this.
No, I didn't either. No.
He wins on the web dot, which is not the web.com tour anymore. I'll get the name straight on that. We just had an umbrella sponsorship change for that developmental tour. Anyway, he won there earlier this year, basically securing his card for the PGA Tour next year.
Oh, I see. I didn't know that. I'm glad you said that.
Goes up to Detroit this week to Monday because he's an alternate, way down the list. Shoots 69, I think, in the qualifying. Doesn't make. That's no good.
Right.
I'm there. Someone at the last minute, that name.
David Berganio.
David Berganio is still working on a major medical, and it's been 12 years he's been working this major medical. And anyway, so Nate gets in the field and absolutely pounds everybody. Wins by six or seven. Anyway, wins by a lot.
It's fun to watch him. And you talking about one of the announcers talked about how many moving parts he has in his swing. And you can understand the gist of that comment, but boy, did he keep it smooth through the whole thing. It was silky smooth. That's what I was impressed with, because I'm thinking, well, anybody's swing, but you get that swing going, and you start getting a little grabby, shorten up that backswing, and who knows where it's going to go. But he was He was spectacular. When he shoots, what was it, 62 or 63 Saturday?
Yep.
That was just so much fun. It kind of blew everybody away, going like, oh, maybe he can do this. And then yeah, he kind of walked it in.
Yeah, he came out and shot a couple under on Sunday. It just all looked great. The new web, that the web.com is now called the Korn Ferry Tour.
I did hear that. Yeah.
And we appreciate them jumping in and supporting golf. Yeah, great stuff. Pearl, let's quickly go down and hear from Justin Hoglund down at Golf Tech.
Thanks, Jay. This series, we're going to start about talking about driving and driving the ball further and straighter. You know, finding the fairway more often eliminates costly penalty strokes off the tee, and it's one step on the way to lowering scores. And we all crave distance, and why shouldn't we, right? It's 285 yards off the tee is now near the bottom of PGA Tour driving driving distances. And most of the guys we watch in our studios or gals hit at an average of 210 yards off the tee roughly. So that makes the infatuation with distance that much more understandable. But a real secret about driving, driving the ball further is more about improving contact than trying to swing out of your shoes. We'll find that the ball will be deeper down the fairway when we can hit it in the driver's sweet spot more consistently, even with the speed you have. So distance will come, but developing the skills that produce a straight ball flight is more important to your scores than developing ones that only produce extra yards. And our research has found that if you want to break par, and a lot of people want to break par, but you got to hit about 10 fairways to do that. Break 80, you got to hit about 8 fairways, and to break 90, about 5. So there's a lot of different ways to hit the more fairways without spending all the time working on your swing skills. But let me address two quick keys here for overall better driving. Most amateurs can benefit from reflecting on their tee shots and knowing that they've, you know, paid more of a price for penalty shots than they spend in hitting longer irons into most par four greens. So improving accuracy means improving the quality of your contact, and the two keys are swing path and angle of attack. Real quick, the greatest transfer of energy takes place when the ball is in the middle of the face, and the best drivers do that every time, and they mainly hit the ball from inside the target line, not from outside. And as for angle of attack, hitting overly down on the ball with a driver is generally not good or optimal for most players. A slightly ascending upward blow into the ball or arc is best. So making these traits at impact occur will result in a lot better contact and overall distance. Next week, we'll talk about how to make those really start to happen in your game.
That's great stuff from Justin. So we got some cool stuff to talk about. CBD oil, going to talk a little bit about that. It's we got some friends, McCarron and Brant Jober, supporting that on the Champions Tour.
And, again? Supporting that again?
And we've got, it's on the PGA Tour. We got Bubba Watson, Lucas Glover, Charlie Hoffman.
Pretty controversial in a lot of other parts of society. I don't know how it's playing out there. I'm assuming that's what you'll talk about.
We'll talk a little bit about that.
In society, you're hearing some places absolutely adopting it, others saying absolutely not.
Right.
We're not letting this in. So it's kind of interesting. I think there's a lot of unknowns and maybe a little miscommunication. Maybe.
Yeah, right on. And it's a little bit of the Wild West, too. I think it's unregulated. So it's, you know, in some states it's legal. You know, this is all without THC in it,
right?
Supposedly. But anyway, we got to take a break. That will do it for the On the Range segment. This is Golf with Jay Delsing on 101 ESPN.
Doster, Olam & Boyle, LLC are a proud sponsor of Golf with Jay Delsing here on 101 ESPN. The firm was started in January 2015 by Mike Doster, Jess Olam, and John Boyle, three veterans of the St. Louis real estate, banking, commercial, and corporate legal landscape. The firm was founded on the shared view that success should be measured by client and community satisfaction, not profits for partner. The firm's focus is on business, real estate, corporate, finance and restructuring, and succession planning. Since its founding in 2015, Doster, Olam & Boyle have been involved in real estate, business, and corporate transactions with a combined value in excess of over $1 billion. For decades, Doster, Olam & Boyle lawyers have been recognized as leaders in their practice areas by their peers. Doster, Olam & Boyle, LLC. Extraordinary talent, ordinary people. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
Golf Discount is where St. Louis has shopped for all of its golf equipment needs since 1976. There are two locations in town, one in South County just off of Lemay Ferry and one in O'Fallon at Highways K and N. Golf Discount is and always will be locally owned. They employ the most experienced golf staff you'll find anywhere in town. And if you're looking to get yourself some custom fit equipment, go to Golf Discount. They use the GC Quad Launch Monitor. This ensures you will always get the perfect fit you're looking for. Visit Golf Discount today. I got a big shout out and a thank you to Whitmore Country Club for supporting my golf show. I don't know if you know, Whitmore Country Club has 72 holes of golf. There's a 24-hour fitness center and has a extremely large pool complex. This is a family-friendly country club to belong to. There's a kids club in the main clubhouse right near the fitness center. There are golf leagues, skin game, members, tournaments, couples events are available all year long. If you join at Whitmore, you also get access to the Missouri Bluffs, the Links of Dardenne, and the Golf Club of Wentzville. And the cart fees are already included in that membership. There are no food or beverage minimums, no assessments. Go out and see my friend Bummer out in the clubhouse. He is an absolute jewel and a wonderful guy that will tell you all you need to know. Or you can call Whitmore at 636-926-9622.
You're listening to Golf with Jay Delsing on 101 ESPN. You can find Jay online at jaydelsinggolf.com.
Welcome back, St. Louis. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. Jay and John are here. This is our segment we like to call the Front Nine. Pearly, reach out to us with your questions, comments, requests, anything at all. J-A-Y at J-A-Y-D-E-L-S-I-N-G-G-O-L-F.com. If we read it, you're going to get golf for two. Compliments of Walters Golf Management at Gateway National.
This week, we have a question from Terry. How do I decide on which new clubs to buy? Is it me, or are there numerous more choices today than in years past?
It's not him. There are so many more choices now. I think what you're seeing, first of all, Terry, thanks for calling in, writing in. There are more choices. What the quality of the things that you can buy now are not even close, Pearl, to the way they were when we were kids. I can remember getting a set of clubs and having one of the iron heads fly off in the very first couple swings. I mean, so Terry, if you go into Titleist, Cobra Puma, Shrixon, which is Cleveland Golf, TaylorMade, Callaway, Ping. I mean, we're talking about all titans in the industry. Mizuno is phenomenal. Who am I missing, Pearl?
Well, Hogan's out there, but I don't think retail anymore. I think they're direct. Did you say Ping?
I said
Titleist,
Ping. Anyway, they're just all out there, and they're all Cadillacs. They're all wonderful.
Are you suggesting to Terry to stick with those, as you're saying, kind of the icons in the industry, or what about the other stuff that's a little bit more generic? That's good. That's good too. I mean, it's better than it used to be, but is it as good as the name brands or not?
Right. I would say here's what I would do. Meat. We just did this for Meat. Mm-hmm. Meat needed a new driver. His old driver, he just quit crashing.
It was a club.
Absolutely. And he was like, I got to get rid of this club. No, you can go in to almost anywhere and get. They've got great selections at gently used stuff. And so you're still going to stay with the name brands, but you're going to get them a little bit used.
So how do you get them matched up if they're used? Talk a little bit about
same process. Same process. I really recommend going to a PGA professional somewhere, getting on one of the launch monitors, there's so many great ways to do this. You know, Golf Discount is a sponsor here. They use the GC Quad launch monitor. Great stuff. Golf Tech is also a friend and sponsor of the show, and they've got a flight scope down there. There's 100 of these things.
So you could buy those lightly used ones, go to these places, and get the clubs tuned up.
Or what I would suggest is go get on these monitors first.
Okay.
And then have the club kind of fit. You know, don't buy them first and then go, oh, hell, did I do the right thing? get on the monitors, figure out what your numbers are. These, you don't have to know the numbers yourself. These pros, especially at Golf Tech and at Golf Discount, these guys will help you figure it out. And they're going to help you get the shaft. As we know, the shaft has to match your swing and your swing speed. And even though you might want to crash it, if your swing speed is, you know, under 100 miles an hour, the ball's not going to go that far. Mm-hmm. It's not going to go like the tour players do. That's the way to do it, Terry. Check out, go to Golf Tech, go to Golf Discount, check out the launch monitors they have, get your swing speed and your swing analyzed a little bit, and then go to the next step and figure out the outlet that, where you want to go and to find the equipment that you
want.
We
need that knowledge. We need that quality equipment to really enjoy the game to that next level.
It does. It makes a huge difference, Terry. You go out there and get a club that wasn't built in the last 10 years, you're doing yourself a tremendous disservice. I'm not trying to spend your money for you. I'm just telling you. Pearl, what kind of non-techie person am I?
We're both terrible. I'm worse, but you're into it. But you realize, especially later in your career, that if you didn't keep up with some of that information and some of that new technology, you were at a huge disadvantage.
When we went to the Metal Woods, and that obviously just dated the hell out of myself, but when we went to the Metal Woods from the Persimmon, the whole world changed.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things where I was continually hitting new products to try to figure out, and it did and does make it so much easier to drive a golf ball now with the big-headed drivers.
No question.
With the shaft combinations and the ball that flies just like
put those hickory sticks down. They're just not going to get the job done anymore.
Get rid of them. What do we have in our first episode of Whack and Chase? We had Dave, who'd been using the same clubs he'd had since his early, 20s or something,
yeah,
he said.
Yeah, for a long time.
15, 20 years old.
And that was a big part of how you helped him solve his issue. Was you talked about alignment, but by the same token, if you've got clubs that old and that not fitting you,
right,
you're going to have issues. There's only so much you can coach around that.
Right. Let's talk about the CBD oil. And so CBD oil is oil derived from the marijuana plants. I think it's... It's hemp, right? Okay, so it's hemp. I don't know. I'm you know how we do on this show. We get somewhere in the ballpark and then we start talking about it.
Yeah, this one's your ballpark.
Well, it's not. I don't know much about marijuana, but anyway, what's happening is they're able to extract the THC, which is the hallucinogenic part of the
stuff you shouldn't be doing.
You're not supposed to be doing. Well, in some states, I guess you can do it now if you want
to. Mean you're supposed to.
No, but you can do it anyway. And they're finding that there are some medicinal qualities to this product where you're starting to feel some anti-inflammatory effects for your joints and some relaxation, things like that. I've got a friend and a friend of the show that's got a company that's doing extremely well. They're called Purest Purpose Organics, and they're doing some things like that in this field. But the golf space, these guys have really found a little niche right now. I actually had a guy reach out to me on LinkedIn and say, "We want to do this. We're going to do this with you." And I said, "Man, I can't do it. We can't advertise on the show. We can talk about it, but they cannot be an advertiser on the show yet. But, you know, we're interested in this subject." So on the regular tour, Bubba, Charlie Hoffman, Lucas Glover, and Scott Piercy are the top guys that are touting the effects of CBD oil. And then our buddies on the old Geezer tour, the Champions tour, we got UCLA boys, Brant Jobe and Scott McCarron, they have that stuff all over their hats and visors and bags.
So that's the first thing I want to ask you. What do you know? How much is it because they are advertising it and they want to make some money? And how much have you heard that it's really helping them? Or what combination of that? I'm not suggesting the guy's going to advertise something they don't believe in. But what combination are you seeing out there?
Yeah, that's a great call. So let me ask you this. So I'll just twist this question around and ask you this, because you know these guys just as well as I do. If they're not being paid...
Well, they're sure not going to talk about it if they're not being paid, I guarantee you that.
Right,
but also, sometimes they might use it, kind of, but if they're getting paid a lot, they're going to figure out that, I love this stuff.
Right. Well, and it's one of those things, folks, so you got to remember, you know, we don't have as golfers, someone comes to us and wants us to pitch something or represent something. it's really difficult to turn down things like that when you don't have a whole hell of a lot of those, you know, on your bag. However, I do know that McCarron and Job for sure like what it's done for them.
That's awesome. Well, I can remember on that subject, though, I can remember through your career when you would be toying between what golf ball to play. And I believe it was a Spalding Tour edition, if I remember, years ago. They were throwing a lot of money at you.
Yep.
And I remember you called me one time and said, gosh, you're throwing all this money at me. And I'm thinking, well, is it as good as a Titleist, which is what you played most of the time? Well, yeah, it's kind of almost as good as a Titleist. I said, okay, so if it's one shot different per round, what does that mean to you versus the guarantee?
Right.
Now, the guarantee, you're kind of a young tour guy.
Yep.
You had a family.
Yep.
It was tough to turn away from this. So how did those tour editions play?
Yeah, they didn't. Exactly. They didn't. I didn't try them. But I will tell you, I had to turn down was I had a huge number thrown at me right in the – did I have a prime in my career?
Your whole career was prime. You're still in your prime as far as I'm concerned.
I don't know. That's a great answer. And you can also hit this 3-wood over the water. Go ahead. I had a huge number, 6 figures thrown at me to put the Playboy Bunny on my my bag and my my shirt.
Well, that's wide open. I'll just shut up, though.
I didn't do it. Obviously, I didn't do it. I couldn't do it. Not, you know, the girls and things like that, I just couldn't do it. And I thought a long time about it, and no, I couldn't do it. Man, we'll get back to this CBD oil conversation, but let's go to this interview I did this week with our buddy. He is the golf director and the head professional out at the Country Club of St. Albans. This is Joe Schwent. Joe, I get the privilege to go around the country. I meet a lot of pros. I get to go to a lot of places, but one of the things that I was so excited to have you on the show with me today, just to tell people how much you love the game. I mean, I love the game. It's been great to me. You share that love of the game, and it shows in just about everything you do around your clubhouse and your golf shops.
Well, Jay, it's nice of you to say that. I hope that does come out. I've been playing the game for nearly 50 years, been a golf professional almost 40 now, and I do love it. And I think the members can tell that too, and especially when it comes to member tournaments.
Yeah, well, let's just talk a little bit about your history to give the people a sense about how cool your history is. You started off, I think, as an assistant at Belrive, and then you and Mike Tucker were co-head professionals, I think, at Belrive.
Right. We worked for Jerry for 5 years. And when Jerry moved on after the PGA Championship, Mike and I became the co-head professionals there for 10 years from 96 to 06. And then I came over to St. Albans, been here for the last 13 years, and absolutely love being a part of this great place.
Well, it is a great place. Magnificent. It's as pretty a 36-hole complex as you'll ever find anywhere in the country. I also, you've supported the section. I know you've been president of the section before, and you're still involved in the section.
Yeah, I like to help out wherever I can. I believe you need to share anything that is your passion with the other people in the area. So I was president back in about 2013 when we held the PGA Senior Championship over at Belrive.
Yeah, I know. I had the pleasure of coming up in one of the first groups on the weekend, albeit, but I did make the weekend, and you were announcing in your blazer, and yeah, it was really a thrill for me specifically to get to play a home game. And I think you and I mentioned it, you know, when talking after the event, on how much fun it was for you to be out there as well.
Jay, it was fantastic, and it was an honor to mention your name coming up the 18th fairway, because we certainly competed against each other when we were teenagers, even though you usually ended up on the winning end of that. But it was great. It was an honor.
Well, I got to tell this one story. When I was representing the club, I remember coming out to the club, and we were getting ready to go play with some members, and I think you had a softball injury or something and had a bad foot and had one of those kind of plasticky sort of elastic with some ace bandages and things like that. Your foot was all wrapped up and you were heavily limping, and I remember getting off on the first tee and you go, you want to have a game? I'm like, I didn't even think you could play. And then, you know, long story short, we get in the 19th hole, and and the money was flowing in the wrong direction from my chair. You absolutely whipped my ass, and you couldn't even walk. And I was like, man, this guy loves to compete and loves to play.
Well, Jay, I am sure that I got some extra strokes from you to make that happen, but I always like to be on the right end of the bet, but it doesn't always happen.
Joe, you're kind of notorious, too, for creating all sorts of games and fun stuff. And we'll get to the members in a minute, but I can remember some of the stories of some of the crazy fun stuff that you'd create in the golf shop on rainy days or just when you and the staff were trying to kill some time and, you know, between – how many golf balls can you hold in your hand and how far can you throw this? And you've had some pretty creative ways to kill some time in the golf shop over the years.
Absolutely. You got to make it fun. You know, the season is a long season, a lot of hours, even though we certainly love the game. So when we're in the off season, we've done a few chip arounds the golf shop. We create our own golf courses. And just like you're talking about, you know, pitching quarters, throwing tees in jars. Oh, yeah, you bet. Like that fun.
Was there a golf ball stuffing in your mouth contest one time, Joe?
Well, we don't want to talk about that, do we? Unfortunately, I did this back in high school. I can put four golf balls in my mouth. And so I do that for our junior golfers every year at our banquet. But, of course, I tell them, I'm a professional. Don't try this at home.
Yeah, and make sure these balls are clean.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Joe, one of the things that stuck out in my mind that I think is so cool and I just don't see happening often enough around the country is this creativity, it flows right into your member events. I can remember some really cool St. Albans Classics, some member guests and things like that where you did some really fun stuff for your members. Give the folks an idea of just an example of that, please.
You bet, Jay. So first off, I think in order to be a good golf professional, you need to be willing to try different things. And sometimes it's going to fail. Well, this one time we did something and it did not fail. It worked out great. We did a on-the-move scramble where men start off on the whites, the ladies on the red tees, and you move forward if you make a par or bogey, and you move back if you make a birdie or eagle. And you can tell how well people are doing based on where they're teeing off. But that wasn't enough. We also, instead of giving handicap strokes, we gave team throws based on how low your handicap is, either one, two, three, or four throws. And what was really interesting about it is at the end of nine holes, I had about seven of the teams that shot 32. And the one team that won it, one of the ladies threw a golf ball in the hole from 30 yards out. So
you got to be
like
kidding
that,
me.
I think, yeah. I remember it like it happened yesterday, and it was about 10 years ago.
That is just fantastic. I think, Joe, you were mentioning some of the other cool and kind of creative and things that were going on at St. Albans. You got some new golf carts. You've got some new vehicles. I'm not sure what to call those boards that you have. Tell us a little bit about that stuff.
Yeah, thank you for asking, Jay. And, I'm turning 60 in a couple of months, which I'm sure you're well aware of that because you're right around there too. And so technology isn't necessarily my friend, but I'm embracing it. And so we have new golf carts with GPS and they have Bluetooth speakers so that we can listen to music on the course. But one of the coolest items we just got, I saw at the show, and I'm telling you, I went there with a no, a firm no, and I came away with a yes. We have nine electric golf scooters. They're called the Fat Scooters, and it is cool.
I mean, Joe, it's awesome. There's got to be a place for people to enjoy this time, not only playing the game, but with some, you know, their choice of music and some of these other creative things that are coming into the game. I mean, we've got to be more open to that, I feel like.
I agree wholeheartedly, Jay. I don't think we can do enough for our members. And something else that we did starting last year, just thinking of doing a thing not enough for our members, is we started a free lesson program. So we do one free lesson a month for the membership from April through October, and that has gone over big. Now, obviously, just like people's food minimums, we're usually busiest towards the end of the month, like on a day like today. But the bottom line is our members are taking lessons, and they're getting better, and that makes everybody have a lot more fun.
Joe, that is a phenomenal program. Now, did you guys start that free lesson a month last year?
Yep, last year. We gave around 600 free lessons, and I promise you we're going to be doing more than that this year.
Oh, Joe, what a fantastic way to trying to get the members, you know, to show up more, to use the golf course more, to have more fun. I mean, everybody wants to play better so that they have more fun.
I agree, Jay. The only problem with it, as you can imagine, with any group of people, it's making sure people get the message. Because, you know, they'll read a email from the club and they may not realize, hey, this is a thing you want to pay attention to because we're here to help you. But if you don't know about it, then how are you going to get the help?
Well, that's going to wrap up the front nine. We're going to pause for a minute and we're going to get a few words from some sponsors and folks that help support Golf with Jay Delsing here at 101 ESPN. But come back and we'll finish up that Joe Schwent interview on the back nine.
Joe Schieser has been in the loan office business for 26 years at USA Mortgage here in St. Louis. He's closed over $500 million in loans and specializes in pairing the right loan program just for you. He offers unique loans for first-time homebuyers, VA loans for veterans, no-cost loans for refinances, and even cash-out opportunities to pay off those credit and debit card bills, or even to make those much-needed home improvements. Don't wait and miss your chance to improve your current financial position while rates are still low. Call Joe at 314-628-205 today and tell them Jay sent you.
Are you looking for a golf training facility and PGA pros to help you out year-round? Make sure you get to Golf Tech. They've been in St. Louis since 2007 and have three convenient locations to serve you. They've got state-of-the-art video equipment, and you can take your lesson home with you and replay it as much as you'd like. Start with a golf swing evaluation for only $125 and let a Golf Tech coach customize a game plan for you. 314-721-GOLF. You can find them online as well, golftech.com-St. Louis. Play better. Swing better. Golf Tech.
After 25 years on the PGA Tour, Jay Delsing takes you behind the scenes from the eyes of a pro. Now back to more golf with Jay Delsing on 101 ESPN.
Welcome back. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. I'm your host, Jay. I've got my favorite caddy, great guy, John Perlis, with me, and we are headed to the back nine. But first of all, we got to talk about Whitmore Country Club. And they are the title sponsor, great friends of the Golf with Jay Delsing show. There are 90 holes of golf. If you join Whitmore, 90 holes of golf out there. You get access to the Missouri Bluffs, the Links of Dardenne, the Golf Club of Wentzville. The cart fees are all included in that membership. There's no food or beverage minimums, no assessments, a 24-hour fitness center, huge, fantastic pool complex. There's tennis courts for you and your kids. There's golf league skins games, members tournaments, couples events all year round. They've got a big social calendar. The parties are legendary out there. There's live music, a kids club so you can drop your kids off. They can go hang out with some other kids. You can go play golf. You can take your wife, girlfriend, significant other to dinner. Man, it's just a great family-friendly atmosphere. Pearl, we've talked about it on the show. This is the sort of place that just helps grow the game of golf. That's all there is to it. We got Bummer. He's been on the show. We got to get him on again. He's a terrific guy. He's in the golf shop. He will help you out. But give them a call at 636-926-9622. Pearl, another thing, I got to tell you, my friend Karen and I went to a great place this weekend called Naked Vine. Sorry, I just wanted to give Brian a shout out at Naked Vine. They had some cool live music there. We had a couple glasses of wine. It's a really great place. And speaking of great places, the Wood Shack in Soulard dropped off some. I saw Meat's eyes. Did you see his eyes light up when?
Well, I had my mouth full. I had my mouth full with wine before I realized it was for the station. But I'm kind of in the station, so
yeah, right. Well, you are actually in the station right now. Yeah. There's nothing that I like more than some great quality barbecue, so I wanted to cue you guys on the latest food addiction. This, the Wood Shack, it's located in the heart of downtown historic Soulard. The best thing about the Wood Shack, the owner and chef Chris Delgado combines rotating wood blends with unique and inspiring ingredients to make some seriously great dishes. So you got to check out the best place for Cuban food in St. Louis. St. Louis is a sneaky town when it comes to food. They got some great eclectic places where smoke isn't just a cooking method. It's an ingredient. That's what Chef Chris uses down there. So tell us how that slider went down.
I had a turkey slider. It went down extremely easy. Whatever sauce or kind of secret sauce I'll say that they had on there, Absolutely did the trick. I'm looking for another one between the next segment because I think we got two or three dozen of them over there, and there should be maybe one or two left if I fight for it.
Look, Meat has always got a smile on his face, but damn, I mean, how many sliders can you eat with coffee?
Meat, and he's behind. He's at a disadvantage because he can't reach him the way I can reach him.
Yeah,
right,
that's right. So
he's working.
Thanks for those guys. Really enjoyed the wood shack at Soulard. We want to wrap up this Joe Schwent interview. So let's catch the tail end of the Joe Schwent interview. And Joe, in 2019, we've seen quite a bit of change in the rules of golf. Tell us what you're seeing. You know, you're kind of the warrior with your boots on the ground there at the club. What are you seeing as these new rules have been implemented?
Well, Jay, I think the changes are absolutely for the better. We have actually had three seminars with our members during the winter to make sure we're all on the same page. I think the rules book is so much easier to read. And I think with most of the implementation of the rules, they're trying to make the game a little faster, which I think is great.
Joe, I still cannot putt with the flag stick in. I went when I was at the Masters. I was watching some of the guys, and you and I could probably get used to it pretty quickly if we had to putt fast greens like at Augusta, but how is that done? How have you done with that personally?
Personally, I actually have played with the flag in, and I kind of like it. I do not think that it helps. Absolutely not. But from a pace of play standpoint and a just aggravation of taking the flag in and out, I think the groups that I've played in tend to leave it in, and that's what I'm seeing with our membership too.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Did you notice any difference with the out of bounds ruling and things like that? I can definitely see it speeding up play, but I could also see, you know, with that extra shot added, there being some angst out there with some of the players.
Well, Jay, the way we describe it to our members is this alleviates the possibility of hitting a provisional ball out of bounds. So now, instead of hitting a provisional, if you hit your first shot halfway decent and it's heading towards out of bounds and you don't find it, you get to put the ball basically in the fairway. So you're getting to pick where your provisional ball goes. So the two strokes is no big deal. It just saves you the aggravation of walking back or riding back to the tee.
Yeah, great stuff. And I know that those guys at St. Albans are following your lead. So, Joe, tell us a little bit about – I know you've got a really cool tournament coming next year to the club, and I know that the local golf fans and community will love to see what's coming out to St. Albans.
Yeah, it really is a cool event. It's the Division II National Championship Festival, and basically it's all of the best Division II schools are sending their finest players here, and the boys are going to be playing on the Lewis and Clark course, and the same week the girls are going to be playing on Tavern Creek. And it's in May of next year. And if anybody is interested in seeing some of the best collegiate golf there is, they should put it on their schedule to come out here.
Joe, how about that junior event that you guys had at the club last year?
Yeah, that was really cool, too. I honestly, Jay, I didn't know what to expect. And when they were setting up the golf course, obviously they knew a lot better than I did how good these kids are. So they set the boys' course up at very nearly our back tees where the Metropolitan Open players play. And we had a 14-year-old kid shoot 22 under par for 4 days.
Joe, when I saw that, I thought it was a typo, and then I read further down, and there was a young lady that lit the place up too, didn't they?
Right, and the ladies, they had them playing from basically our member tees, the white tees where the majority of our members play. And again, I thought this was a little bit too far back. And we had, I believe she was 13 years old. She shot 20 under par for 4 rounds.
Joe, we are getting old, my man. We are getting old. These kids are getting so good. Last thing I want to cover, and it has a little bit to do with this junior golf. You're instrumental in the PGA Reach. Tell the folks a little bit about, yeah, I know Ozzie's been the chairman. Ozzie's been just a great ambassador for the game of golf for the whole city of St. Louis. And we've all kind of benefited from that. Tell us a little bit about the Reach and what's new with that foundation.
Yeah, Jay, this thing started quite a few years ago. And the smartest thing we did was naming Ozzie Smith as the president, because that got it some validation right out of the gate. And the idea is that we're trying to give back and keep the kids in school. And really, they say that if we can keep the kids busy, right after school, they're less likely to get in trouble. And it's really cool. The money we're raising, we're partnering up with Boys and Girls Club and Urban K-Life, and I can't say enough good things about what is happening there and the way that the community is embracing it.
Yeah, it is. Man, you know, I was involved. I used to be involved with the First Tee and was kind of instrumental in getting that here in St. Louis, and we tried to do some crossover work that with the two organizations that didn't quite work at the time, but I know our hearts are in the same spot when it comes to watching those young kids, you know, grab a club, and it's just hard not to smile, isn't it?
Oh, it's great. I wish I could be more involved. Obviously, running a 36-hole facility takes up a lot of my time, but we have so many great golf professionals that are willing to dedicate an enormous amount of their time to make sure that this thing is successful.
Yeah, and they do a great job here in the city. And Joe, lastly, I know you and I have a lot in common loving the game of golf. We both have four daughters. You're a little bit, all of our daughters are very good athletes and play some sports. You're a little bit ahead of me in the grandkid race. So give us a quick update and tell us what club and what game, what sport the next generation of Schwent blood is going to be playing.
Well, Jay, as you mentioned, we both have four daughters, so it was pretty cool that my first three grandkids were all boys. Having said that, I have two granddaughters now, and there's still two more on the way. So it's a lot of great things happening in the family, and I couldn't be any more excited. But I'm looking forward to having my grandson pick up his first golf club with me tomorrow, because he's coming out here, and we're going to get him started. He's 4 years old.
Jill, thanks so much. Enjoy the hell out of the holiday and the grandkids. I really appreciate you coming on, and thanks for doing so much for the game.
My pleasure, Jay. Always happy to help.
Well, that's going to wrap up the back nine, and great interview from our friend Joe Schwent. Love the fact that he's growing the game, doing the things that he's doing. We'll talk a little bit about that.
I'm anxious to talk about a couple of growing the game ideas. I really like what he had to say as well.
Yeah, so that'll wrap up the back nine. Don't go anywhere. We got the 19th hole coming. This is Golf with Jay Delsing on 101 ESPN.
Urban Chestnut Brewing Company is proud to be an official sponsor of 101 ESPN's newest show, Golf with our friend Jay Delsing. Just like Jay, Urban Chestnut is born right here in St. Louis. With three local brewing and restaurant locations, you won't travel far to sample straight from the source. If you're heading out to the links this weekend, or if you're just in the mood for a classic German-style beer, grab a four-pack of our fresh, refreshing Zwickel Bavarian Lager wherever craft beers are sold. Urban Chestnut Brewing Company, St. Louis, Missouri. Prost!
Golf Discount is where St. Louis has shopped for all of its golf equipment needs since 1976. There are two locations in town, one in South County just off of Lemay Ferry, and one in O'Fallon at Highways K and N. Golf Discount is, and always will be, locally owned. They employ the most experienced golf staff you'll find anywhere in town. And if you're looking to get yourself some custom fit equipment, go to Golf Discount. They use the GC Quad Launch Monitor. This ensures you will always get the perfect fit you're looking for. Visit Golf Discount today.
On the Range is brought to you by Golf Discount. Golf Discount, where St. Louis shops for all its golf needs.
Welcome back to the 19th hole. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. Thanks for hanging with Pearlie and I. Mike Duffy's is a cool spot.
That commercial makes me want to have a burger and a beer right now.
I know. Well, you had a slider. You're halfway there.
But maybe that's why I'm even more excited. The slider was awesome, and I know the burger is awesome, so I'm going to keep on going here. Why stop when I've got a little momentum?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we love having Mike as in his place as part of the show, and I think we should look at July 19th in the Richmond Heights store for our next Mike Duffy's get-together. So stay tuned. We will keep promoting that. Check out all. It'll be on our social medias. Outlets and
maybe we come up with a couple games, or talked about maybe a live whack and chase.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come up with just a couple of formalities, but mostly just to have fun. Isn't that what you're kind of wanting?
Yeah, that's when I have fun, and we want to bring some attention to Mike's places. He's kind enough to be our official 19th hole. So, yeah, let's wrap up the CBD oil. It's really interesting, Pearl. What the reason I brought up the CBD oil wasn't necessarily because of the CBD oil itself. You know how I love the business side of golf. Mm-hmm. I've always loved that side. It's just amazing. The demographic, the golf demographic just plays. And it attracts, well, look, we had Rocket Mortgage as a title sponsor for this event. We got 3M. We're going to 3M next this next week up in Blaine, Minnesota at the TPC Twin Cities. We've got Farmers Insurance. We've got Smith. We've got all sorts of business communities that are involved in the game. And it's amazing, and it speaks to what golf is.
Well, you've been finding that with the show, just some of the diverse interests that you've had in the show, just because they want to tie into to golf in general.
We've had just about 7,000 downloads of our podcasts on, so you can go to my website, jdelsinggolf.com, or it's on 101 ESPN, and you can download our shows, and you get to listen to us
again
any damn time you want, which it's kind of hard to believe you might want to do that, but we appreciate you wanting to do that, and so keep going. So I want to talk just a little bit about the event this week up in Minneapolis, another great golf town. I played the U.S. Open up at Hazeltine. I also did with my company, took a group up to the Ryder Cup. And these guys are really, really fun, very hardy golf fans. And you are going to see some low, low scores at this TPC of Twin Cities. I played a Champions Tour event there, and the scores were crazy for three rounds, you know, in the 20 unders-ish. And the way these guys bomb it, these are big fairways up there. It is going to be fun to watch. There are going to be low scores all over the place.
Beautiful time of year up there. And, of course, it's probably in just fantastic shape, as was Detroit last week. That's one thing we didn't talk about with Detroit, how good that course was. This time of year, if they can get any kind of weather, these golf courses can really make it fun for the guys to really have pure putting and chipping surfaces.
Yeah, right. I mean, when we used to play up in that part of the world, the greens were just, you know, spectacular, bent and really in great shape. Yeah, so it's cool. There's 2 weeks in a row, the PGA Tour is in the Midwest and going to new cities, new events, brand new events. Gotta love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it. All right, so let's go over a little bit of Whack and Chase. So what we're trying to do here, there was an old show back in the 70s and 80s, wildly popular, called Car Talk. And it was basically where people would call in with issues with their cars, and these two brothers would diagnose the problems. And ironically, I don't know if you've ever listened to any of those segments. You certainly can Google and YouTube them. But it wound up being as much comedy as anything. They were really fun. So we took a stab at that, and we are going to do that again next show. We're taking a breather this show, trying to reorganize ourselves.
Was it that tough?
Yeah.
Was it that tough to swallow?
No, it was good. It was interesting. We'd definitely love to hear your feedbacks and your comments on what that looks like. But at this Mike Duffy's event that we want to do on the 19th, we definitely want to see this live. You know, we want to check out this live.
I think it's a lot of fun, and I really like the way you answered their questions about their golf. You know, kind of at the end of the segment, and we just kind of get our rhythm down, the pace down, the formatting down a little bit more. But yeah, it was super popular show on PBS for public radio for a very, very long time. I think just up until, unfortunately, not that many years ago, when one of the brothers passed away.
Yeah.
That's the only reason it stopped. People really liked it, and that's something that hopefully we bring that same format to get people involved in it and have some fun with it.
I got to tell you a story. Just remembered when I was playing in the U.S. Open up at Hazeltine, I don't know what year it was, 93 maybe? Long time ago. We didn't have any of these weather warning systems. Mm. We're walking down the 10th fairway. And there we are in the midst of one of the worst, scariest storms ever. Do you remember when you were a kid? Did you ever come off the course because of lightning?
Well, we were certainly told to.
Right.
And I think sometimes I didn't, and a lot of times I did.
Yeah, for the most part, I never did.
Mm.
Imagine that.
I'm really surprised at that.
I don't like people to tell me what to do. I don't know if anybody knows that about me or not. But
even like lightning to tell you what to do.
No, so we're walking down. And the 10th at Hazeltine is kind of a little dogleg left down a hill, and the green sits down in this little valley. And it got so scary. There is a maybe a little known thing in the rules of golf where if you feel in danger, you can leave the golf course. So I grabbed my caddy, off we went. And I was playing with Bobby Watkins and Dave Rummels, and they both left as well. Well, Pearl, get into the clubhouse, storm hits, they're pulling everybody off the course. Seven people get struck by lightning on the 11th tee, and I think six of them died. This is exactly where we would have been had we kept on. Yeah. What it did was it forced, unfortunately, it was tragic, but it forced the hand for some of these Thor guards and things like that, where these lightning detection systems, you know, literally save lives now. And you think about the popularity of the tour, and you think about the responsibility that the officials have, because you've got, let's just say, look at Belle Reve last year. Smashing, resounding success, right? Fantastic event. What happens if bad weather sets in? You've got to get ahead of that weather in order to get those people out of those metal bleachers. Think about that. Yeah. And anyway, kind of a morbid story to tell.
But no, but it's good stuff, and that's probably, you could easily see that this next week, and there is a whole process, and I like that they err on being conservative. Yeah. I've noticed that as well. And hey, if the storm passes, it passes. But boy, you don't want to err the other way, and you did hear. I mean, Lee Trevino's got the famous story about being hit with lightning. You've got that story. So many of us do from those younger years when we weren't ignorant to it. It was more stupid in many cases than ignorant, because we did know better. But now there's not a choice. If a horn goes off in the tour, you're done, right?
Right. You don't even have a choice. We didn't even have a warning system back then. We had a warning. We had a, you had the option playing in the dark, you know, when you'd have weather delays and things like that. We wanted to max out the amount of time that we played. So you'd have that option, but we didn't even have a warning system in place. So,
but now that horn goes off, you can't hit another shot. You can't do anything, right? You mark your ball and get the heck out the ball. And you guys have cars parked kind of strategically, or vans throughout the whole property, so it doesn't help the patrons very much, but it helps you guys get the heck off.
But they've done that. They've got evacuation systems now. They actually have them for the patrons as well.
Good.
Yeah. So I know they did at Belle Reve. So let's say you're walking out. You know, you're out on 13 or so. They have ways that they are funneling people and getting them out of there. So that's kind of a cool thing. Another one of the improvements that we've seen, the game has just exploded. You're getting all these people watching them. And another way that they've improved things.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Pretty cool. I want to do this. I got to talk about CleverRx real quickly. Folks, if you are buying prescriptions, you've got to check out CleverRx. I've got a couple numbers for you to write down. A member ID number, write down the numbers 1022. Your group number is 3001. Your PCN number is the letters SCI. And a BIN number, 610378. Why is this important? This will save you money. 80% of the time, it will save you money on your prescriptions. It doesn't matter what the prescription is. It will pull up all of the areas in your zip code that sell the medicine and get and save you money. And it's 100% free. Take those numbers I gave you. Download the app. You can contact me, Jay, at jdelsongolf.com. It will help you a boatload saving you money. It saved my sister, Kim. Unfortunately, she's got some rheumatoid arthritis issues and has to take some pretty expensive drugs, and it saved her $80 on one of the drugs her first month. So it really, really works. Pearl, this show just flew by. It really flew by. No whack and chase this week. We're going to come up with one next week. But, thanks for being with us. Meet, thanks for running the board. Brad, the folks at BYK Digital, our digital and social media partners, are just doing a great job. Go to Jay Delson Golf and listen to a show. But most importantly, get out, enjoy some of the weather. You're going to sweat a little bit. It's hot in St. Louis, but hit them straight, St. Louis.
That was Golf with Jay Delsing, brought to you by Whitmore Country Club. Tune in next Sunday from 7 to 8 for more from Jay, John, and the other pros and experts from the golf world. In the meantime, you can find all of Jay's shows at 101ESPN.com, as well as at jdelsinggolf.com.